All right. Good morning. Good morning. All right. I think both children are sitting on the pew with me, so I'm going to go over here. All right. So, my name is Carl, and I'm going to tell you a story of when I was about 8 years old. So, first, to set up the story, I have to tell you about where we lived. We lived in this house that we could see the bay in Northern California. And in front of our house was sort of a large lawn that sloped downward towards where the bay would have been in the distance. So we had a large sloping lawn in the very front of our house. So you need to know that for the story. And in the top of this slope was our house, and there were these huge windows on our house, these big bay windows. They were like 10 feet long, 8 feet tall. There were these huge windows that someone had built into our house before we had got there. So about this time, I was maybe 8 or 9 years old, and my dad thought that now might be the good time for me to get a bow and arrow. So he took me down to the store, and he got me a bow, and it was called Lil Sue, L-I-L apostrophe. So it wasn't a Little Sue, it was a Lil Sue. And this bow came with 2 arrows. Now these arrows were about this long. They were made out of sort of like an aluminum that was hollowed out with these blunt ends on them. So we came back to my house, and my dad set up a piece of cardboard for me, a cardboard box. And so I would take this bow, and I would shoot my arrows at this cardboard box. Now, this is not my bow. This is a yardstick with a piece of twine. But yet again, my dad made it for me. So I would shoot these arrows over at the cardboard, and there would be this thump sound as the arrow went through the cardboard. Now, that was all fun and whatnot, but I don't know if you've learned this yet, but even if you shoot something in a straight line, it will fall to the ground just as fast as if you just dropped it. So I thought to myself, I want to get more distance out of these arrows. So I figured out I had to shoot them up in the air. So I went from our back lawn, I went to our front lawn, this long sloping lawn. So I stood at one end of the lawn and I started shooting these arrows. Started shooting them way up in the air, and they would go arching up and then they would land down at the far end of the lawn. So as I was doing this, I thought, oh, well, why don't I go stand up by the house and shoot down over the sloping lawn so I could shoot it down toward our fence. So I did that. I was standing up by our house and I shot it down and it went sailing through the air and landed down by our fence. So I trotted down to get my arrow. So at this point, I was standing at the bottom of our lawn. It was a little bit of a hike to get up the lawn. And I thought, man, I just don't want to carry any extra weight up to the top of the lawn. So I thought it would just make so much sense if the house is up there, I want to shoot from up there, I don't want to have to carry my arrow, so why don't I just shoot it back up toward the house? And it'll just land right where I want it to. So I take my bow and I just pull back, and as I'm pulling back on this arrow, aiming toward the house, my dad is inside the kitchen. And it's about lunchtime, and so he's making me a sandwich. So he's putting on a little bit of the vegenaise, of course, puts the vegenaise on the piece of bread, and he's been slicing some tomatoes. And as he's slicing one of these tomatoes, there's a crashing sound as an arrow flies through the kitchen window right next to his head. And he looks over, and there's an arrow lying on the ground in the kitchen, and there's glass everywhere, even in the sandwich, so he knew he couldn't give that to me. And he looks out the window at me, and he sees me down below near the fence looking up at the house with my bow and arrow in hand. And meanwhile, I'm thinking, there's a huge big woods behind my house. I have a bow. I have an arrow. I can survive in the woods. I know I can do it. I can't go home. My dad will punish me. I have to go into the woods. So my dad can tell me, he looks down at me as I'm in the bushes, and he sees me start slinking toward the gate to get out of the fence. But then he sees me turn around, and with my head bowed down, I just started walking up the lawn towards my dad. And what is the lesson of this story? First, be careful with bows and arrows, because you can break windows in your house.
But the second lesson is there was a time when there is always a time when we might do something wrong and we might feel bad for that and think that the person that we've wronged, we need to flee them and we need to run away from our problem. But thankfully, we know in the Bible, and in 1 John 1:9, it says this, that God is always just to forgive us our sins if we asked of him. So if you ever feel like you've wronged your parents or wronged your friend or maybe even wronged God, it's always a good thing to come back to him and ask for forgiveness because we know God will forgive us, even when you've broken his windows. So with that, happy Sabbath. Have a good day.